obviously I wasn't that good anyway, so.
Josh McCown was talking about Jimmy Cassie mentioned the other day that you guys invited Josh to come and hang out with you and Josh Gordon. Mm-hmm. Took you up on the invite and hung out with you guys.
Yeah.
Can you just talk a little bit about that and how does he fit in with you guys and what's it like hanging out?
Josh is awesome. He's an awesome leader. I mean, he's a guy that's very, you know, he's very knowledgeable, you know, just because of the, you know, his experiences, you know, with, you know, how, you know, just how he handles the quarterback position, you know, how he handles protections, how he handles where the choices he goes, you know, the places he goes with the ball, you know, and he's just a team guy, you know. His family's away in Charlotte, so, you know, he asked, you know, we talked to him here about, you know, you guys want to watch the game together. I was like, come over. Me and Josh will be at the house. He came over, and, you know, he's there for about three and a half, four hours, and, you know, we watched both games, so it was cool.
And is it good to get, you know, just even for camaraderie and
absolutely.
That kind of stuff?
You gotta build trust, you know, no matter who you're playing with, you know, whether it doesn't matter if you're offensive lineman or whatever. I mean, you gotta build trust and know that guy, you know, he's gonna have your back, you know, and the best way to do that is spend time together. No, it doesn't have to be for a long time, you know, go dinner, you know, whatever. But, you know, Josh spent a good while at my house, and, you know, it was good to be around him and talk to him, you know. And, you know, we were asking each other questions, different questions, you know, non-football related. And it was awesome to watch, you know, we watched the Steelers play, and then we watched the Rams. So
if you did have to go in there, if something happened to Josh and Cody, would you be able to how difficult would that be to step in there?
Nothing's going to happen to Josh.
Did you bond with him when you guys were down there in Charlotte, Randy Moss's place?
We worked off a lot on routes, and he threw 4 days in a row. You know, that certain week, that week that I was there, and he ended up being there one of the weeks I was there. So it was awesome, you know, just to get some work in before we even got there. Before we got here for camp, and you know, we spent a good amount of time there.
He kids around that, you know, he's the old man, and you know, he's 37 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure it seemed comfortable. You could find a lot of things to relate to him about.
Oh, there's other quarterbacks ordering him doing real good, you know. So I know he's gonna fit right in there, and he's gonna be awesome someday. I can't wait. I can't wait to go play for him, and I can't wait to catch balls from him. It's gonna be awesome.
We've seen the big plays now for a couple of months here, and the capabilities there.
Mm-hmm.
But to sustain drives, to make the intermediate plays, what do you think that you and the offense needs to tweak or to work on? Because you got to be able to obviously stay on the field. You can't count on the play.
Absolutely. We got to be on time. You know, throws got to be on time. You know, whatever your rhythm is, you know, the throw got to be on time from the quarterback standpoint. The receivers, we got to be at the right depth at the right time. And we got to see coverages. And ultimately, when the ball gets to us, which we may not be an 0-1 if we catch those balls, you know, and to sustain the drives these past weekend. We all know that. And the guys that dropped them and know that as well. So we got to be better at that, and we got to help our quarterback as well when he has faith in us to throw the ball. You know, stuff happens. You're going to drop ball here and there, but it can't be as much as we did, and especially on the downs. It's very important on third down, obviously. So that's how you get to the big plays, by making the plays to keep sustaining drives, like you said. So that's important.
What are you seeing in Josh in these practices and in, you know, the other times that you've spent with him that's making you feel like he's going to do well and be awesome?
I mean, people look at the track record and look at his, you know, the overall record of him, and I say that's BS. Come on. Go watch this guy's film when he played for Chicago. And, you know, even Tampa, he had a lot of good games throwing the ball. Last year, he lit a lot of teams up. You know, the guy knows how to play. And it's not that I believe in, you know, from watching it, because that's in the past. You know, you have to do it tomorrow, so. But what we like about him, and what we really, you know, can relate and love about Josh, is that he's a competitor, ultimate competitor. And you can see it in his eyes. You can see it the way he talks in the huddle before he gives us the play. that he wants to succeed. You know, there, we went today, I believe there's about two or three periods, the ball didn't touch the ground. Everything was completed, and that's where he holds us. He holds us to that standard that we got to play at a high level, and that's hope we got to hope to bring that in on Sunday, and we got to make plays.
Is Baltimore any sort of a rival to you? I know around here it used to be.
Tell you what.
What's it even mean?
Everybody's a rival to me when you come across from me because you're stopping my team from winning a game. You're stopping me from, you know, being the best I could be, you know. So everybody's a rival. I don't really get into this stuff right there, who we're playing and stuff like that. I look at the guy, his jersey number, and I'm trying to beat him. And I hope the guys feel the same way. We don't need any extra feelings in there. It's just go win a ball game.
What do you see from that rate in secondary when you look at them on film?
They're awesome. I like Jimmy Smith, so this will be awesome to go against him. I think he's a sound physical guy. Also, Sharice Wright, he's also a physical guy. Weddle, obviously, we know him. I know him well from playing in Oakland, and he played in San Diego. And I believe one of the years he led the league in picks, so he has the capability. And was it Webb, the safety? Who's the safety? Webb? Yeah, Webb. He's a corner, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so he's, you know, they all have talent and they all have experience. So, you know, we're not really that much experience on the outside. So we just got to go tack and play a full out throttle physical game. And I'm very interested in doing that, and I look forward to it.
How would you critique your performance last Sunday after watching the tape?
I think there's bits and pieces. For me, and it's never going to be the best, you know, real good. You could take the catches out and all that. I'm going to make those. I'm going to make catches. But to me, it's really being there for my teammates on certain plays and going full speed every play. So I worked on that today a lot, you know, taking extra reps and just really flying and practicing, really trying to go fast every single down, you know, like it was a game. So I'm trying to get that mentality, and you got to build up your energy, build up, you know, the levels in your body also to sustain that full speed every play. But that's what I'm trying to do. I need to do that better.
Are you to the point where you've learned some of the little tricks of the trade, maybe that way to get inside guys for leverage or, you know, separation?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for sure, you know, or I wouldn't be able to play this or start. But, you know, little things like, you know, to catch on, you know, to drag on what you're saying is there's little things every single day, you know, I catch on. You know, I either ask questions and I always try to pick up little answers. And, you know, I watch a lot of A.J. Green still to this day. You know, I watched him today. I watched some Julio today. So I like to see if they're running the same routes and how they're setting the guy up, how's the defender playing, or are we going to be playing the same type of stuff, and how can you move guys. So I'm always looking for that edge and always looking to better myself in that way. That's an awesome question.